Now, the rest of the story. It was 1927. Our nation's amateur golfing champion was Bobby Jones. President Coolidge chose not to run. Al Jolson starred in The Jazz Singer. Lindbergh flew the ocean. Babe Ruth had 60 home runs. And in Hutchinson, Kansas, Sylvia played football against Haven and lost. But you must hear the rest of that story. It was David and Goliath when the Sylvia High Mustangs took on Haven's High Wildcats in 1927. Sylvia was the smaller school. Haven was one of the most powerful teams in Kansas prep school history. The Haven Wildcats had beaten several bigger schools, Newton and Bueller and Pretty Prairie and Burton. But now it's Friday. It's November 16, 1927. And the Wildcats are favored to trounce Sylvia High. And it did start out to be a one-sided contest. The powerful Wildcats of Haven on the first play handed off to halfback Elvin McCoy. He ran half the field for a touchdown. The point after was good. Within four plays, the Wildcats had the ball again. First down, first down, first down, touchdown. Conversion in those days, kick, run, or pass, was only 1 point, but the score is now 14-0. It's beginning to appear that the Haven Wildcats are unstoppable. Once when a Sylvia player broke toward the goal line, he was intercepted by a Wildcat who grabbed the ball from his hands and ran with it in the opposite direction, and he scored. The Wildcats' 1927 team included names that later achieved athletic prominence. Atkinson and Hirsch, Astle and Cook, Watson and Charlie Blackley, Koch and Cupie and McCoy starred later in college. But that November night in Hutchinson, Kansas, was the game they were destined ever to remember. During the first half, they scored 20 touchdowns. Sylvia scored none. Now it's the second half. The Haven backfield is getting so tired running the ball the length of the field that the quarterback began passing the ball to men in the line. Everybody on the Wildcat team carried the ball. Tackles and guards, everybody lugged the leather. Never was Haven stopped on downs. Not once in the game did it have to punt. Tries for conversion were good. 38 of 38, and when the final whistle blew and the exhausted players headed for the shower, Sylvia had been shut out. They played 12-minute quarters in those days, but each of those was a long 12 minutes. Athletic record books are now computerized. In no sport more than in football are the historians sticklers for preciseness, and if you punch the right button seeking in the electronically cataloged archives for the most lopsided score in all football history, you will be advised that it was when Georgia Tech beat Cumberland College in 1905, 220-0. The computer is incorrect. That is not so. Starting today, the record keepers will know to correct that, because Sylvia lost to Haven by the ignominious score of 256-0. And thus Haven set a record for offense, which stands to this day, and a record for defense, which can never be improved. Now you know the rest of the story.